Following the Depression, federally insured mortgages from the Federal Housing Administration, FHA, and Veterans Administration, VA, made home ownership possible for middle and working class white people. White policymakers believed that integrated and majority black neighborhoods would decline in value and denied mortgage subsidies and insurance to homes in these neighborhoods. Through the practice of redlining, less than 2% of homes insured by the FHA nationally between 1946 and 1959 were available to people of color. The boundaries determined in the 1930s created patterns of unequal public and private investment that still impact Durham neighborhoods today.
In 1937, the Federal Homeowners Loan Corporation, HOLC, created a color-coded map of Durham, rating neighborhoods by level of risk for lending. Green was the safest, followed by blue, then yellow, then red as the riskiest. The presence of black people, immigrants, and poor people of any race were considered the biggest risk factors. If you lived in one of the red areas, it was nearly impossible to get a federally insured mortgage.
If a neighborhood is to retain stability, it is necessary that property shall continue to be occupied by the same social and racial classes. A change in social or racial occupancy generally leads to instability and a reduction in values. This is a quote from the Federal Housing Administration Underwriting Manual from 1935.